Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
One in the books, two to go, plenty more of the big show. As the suspects are present and accounted for. Hour in, half hour with Charlie. What do we call that? Like, what was it in the Army? It was 2 o'clock Charlie. And only in this case, it's 1:30 Charlie.
Is that what it was called? I don't know.
There was like a MASH episode where the one, when they knew when the planes were flying by, it was 2 o'clock Charlie. Well, we got 1:30 Charlie.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. That's Mondays and Fridays,
I fully
right?
I expect a list of hot chicks by Friday.
Is he, I do recall, I wanted to ask him, and we'll ask him Friday, but I know over there at the other stage, I like throwing out cool, hip lingo. We'll call it, instead of, we'll just call it a stage.
Okay.
Over at the other stage, they used to make him plug the Palilog.
Yes,
all the time.
That. Really?
And I really felt like he hated that. Like, he felt like he was, you know, selling out by plugging the Palilog. And I wonder if he's glad that he doesn't have to do that now. Because we don't have to plug anything, thankfully, for our website and annoy listeners to go get the clicks. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
The way we do it here is if it's good, we feel like you're going to click on it. So
that freaking Houston sports.
Not stuff. Begging, oh. You know what I mean? Oh, I don't plug. I plug my article because I feel like you should read it because it's so good.
Because it's pertinent.
It's so good. But yeah, no, I have a feeling we'll be plugging Sports Map quite a bit. So
in the near future,
poor Charlie out of the frying pan into the fire, he's going to be like, go read the Palillo log.
Ken
on
Hoffman
Sports Map.
Will be telling us that he's going to be joining us and he's also going to be giving full fashion reports on what's hip, current, trending.
Oh, if you're getting fashion reports from Ken Hoffman, yeah. You should.
That's the greatest thing in the world. Did I tell you this? I
walked set your
in
the clothes other day. On fire.
It was, last Thursday I walked in my usual t-shirt, shorts, and he goes, oh. So I guess it's casual Thursdays, huh? I was like, what, you just walk out of the boardroom? Because you're not exactly wearing a shirt and tie. You're wearing a Minnesota Twins jersey and jeans. Don't start with me.
So he was making fun of what you were wearing while he's wearing a jersey.
Sitting on the couch wearing a jersey and jeans.
That sounds like coffee.
Yeah.
It kind of does. It really does.
Yeah. That's going to happen, I suppose.
You ever do coffee with Hoffy, Nick?
I have not. Oh. I have not. But we were talking about his slider. His Hoffy slider and the Hoffy burger that he has. I really want to try it.
I do want to try the Hoffy burger.
Not going to lie.
Yeah.
I thought he was working on a breaking pitch for the playoffs when you said the Hoffy slider. I'd stick to the changeup.
We got one text early on in the show that I wanted to read. It said, read a message board. It's because it's bragging on me, by the way.
Oh,
that's the only reason I'm reading it. Read a message board thread about engagements that got broken off before the wedding, and it made me feel very blessed about my relationship with my fiance. It also made me think about how the usual suspects needed to be brought in to help all these breakup cases. And then said, Barry, you need to open up a marriage counseling center. I feel like that would be productive for people.
Houston Sports and Stuff's going to have a column, Dear Barry.
That's right.
Forget Dear Abby. We've got Dear Barry.
Yes. Yes, that would be good.
All right, so we promised you at 2 o'clock to start the second hour that we would get. We like to dial down a little bit. We're not afraid of topics when they get a little dicey. We've hit Kaepernick several times, but what happened? I guess we could clarify it and classify it as over the weekend in Virginia was a bit disturbing.
Yeah,
caused a bit of an uproar. And it's kind of had a spillover into the sports world again. So, I mean, I'm trying to figure out the best way possible to kind of roll into this, but we kind of covered it at the open of the show. But if you weren't aware, Marshawn Lynch again sits during the national anthem at the Raiders game. Jack Del Rio, his coach, is very patriotic guy, very much against guys sitting for the anthem. But he addressed it and basically said, look, you know, he said this.
Talk to Marshawn. I want to make sure we're on the same page. He said, this is something I've done for 11 years. It's not a form of anything other than me being myself. I said, okay. I said, so you understand how I feel. I very strongly believe in standing for the national anthem, but I'm going to respect you as a man. You do your thing, okay? And we'll do ours. So that's a non-issue for me.
Interesting.
I think it's the appropriate response, though. I think that's how you have to handle it.
Especially
I think anything
early
else
in the relationship.
I mean, you've said your piece. You've given the counter argument to, you know, standing or sitting for the national anthem. You said you stated that you feel strongly. I don't think he could have handled it any better. You know what I mean? You can't. Marshawn Lynch is a grown man. You know you can't. It's not. This isn't school where everyone stands and puts their, you know. This is adult stuff. So I think he handled it the best way a head coach in that situation
but
could.
Would it be different if it was midseason or late in the season?
I don't think so.
This is the start of a relationship with a guy that they know has been volatile and fragile in the past, and they want to get off on the right foot. I don't think the first preseason game, something like this, if you go at him right away, is productive.
I mean, it's a valid point, but I don't know that you – I don't think – I would like to think that Jack Del Rio's message or his stance doesn't change. Listen, you know, you're going to do what you do, and I respect that. Just know I disagree with you. I think you should be standing, but you're a man, and you're going to do what you're going to do.
I mean, and the reason
I don't know. I mean, it's pretty kind of cut and dry, right?
Oh, but the reason why I say that, too, is because he said this is something he's been doing his whole career, and people have already gone back and looked at games in previous seasons with the Seahawks where he did nothing of the sort. There were games that he stood for the anthem. So,
but are there games where he sat?
From the articles I've read, there are.
Okay.
I haven't personally seen the video, but they said that people went back and looked.
So, and it could be one of those things where, and I, you know, this is 100% speculation on my part, but when you have what happened in Charlottesville the same time, you know, and he chooses to take that seat, I mean, maybe it's just because it's top of mind for everyone right now, just like what Michael Bennett did, right? Like Michael Bennett chose to sit or kneel because he felt like that it was making that statement. You know what I mean? So, and he was saying that, you know, I don't remember what the exact quote was, but it was essentially about.
We got him for you.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So
we do.
We got a little audio from Michael Bennett, too, because in the Seahawks game, he as well sat for the anthem, and he had. As Michael Bennett does, plenty to say about the topic and why he did what he did.
No matter where I go, I'm still a black man, and I can't get away from that. I can't get away from the past transgressions of America, what's happened. But what I want to do to be a part of is the change of the kids, the change of society, and continuously push that. I don't look at myself as a role model. I look at myself as trying to inspire young children, young people of color, young people of different gender, young people of different sex, whatever they are, to want to change their environment and continuously push whatever they think is right.
And he was very specific, too, about the fact that, look, in light of what just happened, it was even more important that he do what he did in sitting for the anthem.
Well, and the part that we didn't have, which I also think is important before we start, you know, having people getting upset is, especially in Bennett's case, is the very first thing he says, first of all, I want to make sure people understand I love the military. My father was in the military. And, you know, and he talked about, you know, I love football like any other American. But I don't love segregation. I don't love riots. I don't love oppression. I don't love gender slander. So he's not just making it race. I mean, he's mentioning gender, but he's also saying my dad was in the military. This isn't an anti-military thing that I'm doing here.
Right.
And I think it's relevant what they're doing because of what's going on in Charlottesville. And I mean, you know, I've talked about it before on this show, and the exact thing that Colin Kaepernick was kneeling for or sitting for is what's taking place in Charlottesville. His whole point that we all chose not to discuss because it was more convenient and less painful to talk about him kneeling as opposed to the issue, but it's the fact of the matter is there's a race issue still in this country. And if you want to call or email or text or just disagree in general, you need look no further then what's going on in Charlottesville? That is a race issue. Whether you want to deny it is a different story, but that's a fact. You have white guys saluting like Nazis when as a point of contention as far as race goes. And I have a ton more that I want to say, and I know we got to go to break, but just understand that this is the whole point of what Kaepernick was doing, was to have these dialogues and to point out the fact that this still exists.
And you mentioned dialogue. I think the other important thing is I applaud Michael Bennett for being a guy mm-hmm. that's never run away from the platform. He doesn't beat around the bush. He doesn't like not talk about it for a while or kind of hide after making the actual stance. He comes out and talks about it too. So we can talk about it a lot more. Barry, please share your thoughts too, because we said we're going to do it during this hour. And as long as you guys want to talk about it within reason, we're going to continue to talk about it. So, Steven, we see you. Hold tight. You want to talk about Marshawn Lynch? We'll get you in on next, as well as plenty more. The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.
For sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Usual Suspects back on ESPN 97.5. By the way, if you've missed it, El Jefe's back because he's already making Christmas card gifs with all of us. Nick, you've shrunk, and Trey has too. I saw that.
Yeah. At least he put Trey in my lap since that's my son.
I wonder if he already had that made or he just... listen to the show and did it on the fly.
I'm guessing he did that on the fly. No doubt in my mind.
That's your son. Would that be considered the Immaculate Conception?
I'm okay.
Just asking a question.
We'll go with that.
So before the break, we were talking about Charlottesville, and you pulled up the timeline because...
Yep. You want to do Steven, though, before he hangs up?
Yeah,
let's get him in, and then I'll go over the timeline of what happened, because he wants to talk Marshawn Lynch specifically.
All right, Steven, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is a mix of the Charlottesville thing and the Marshawn Lynch thing, if you will. What I'm looking at is people got on Colin Kaepernick, Marshawn Lynch, and whoever you want to last year for kneeling during the national anthem, saying that it was disrespectful to the country. I think it is equally, if not worse, as far as respect is concerned, to have American citizens fighting each other with swastikas on their arms, AKK paraphernalia, whatever have you. In the NFL, if they don't want you, you're going to be gone. Look at Colin Kaepernick. I have two friends of mine. One of them plays for the Colts and one of them plays for the Redskins. They were on one-year deals last year. They told me they wanted to protest, but didn't because they were scared that they would never get a job ever again. Those people that are protesting in Charlottesville, they're at work this morning. Nobody knows who they are. They're back to their normal existence. I just think that's where the inequality comes in, is that for some reason in America, we still hold sports figures to this sainthood, when in actuality, they feel the same things we feel, and they have beliefs just like we have beliefs.
That's a good take, Stephen. Appreciate that, man.
Great take. Yeah, because it's true, right? Like, I don't know if we hold them to a different standard. I think that it's just that they're more outspoken. They're more in the limelight. Right. So I don't know that the NFL wants to cross those boundaries. They want to just keep it about the sport. And I think if you ask the owners, that would be their thing. The problem is that, like Steven said, these are people. Mm-hmm. You know, they may be athletes, but these are also African Americans living in a country that, yes, it's afforded them the opportunity to make this money, but at the same time, take a poll of how many people were, you know, as a kid, were harassed by the police or experienced racism or whatever. It's these are human beings at the end of the day, and I think you have to let them have their say like you would anyone else.
There's the biggest key. they may be in a different tax bracket now. They may be idolized and put on a pedestal. But for a lot of these guys, they've been there and continue to do that because not only did they come up from a very tough upbringing in tough neighborhoods, enduring a lot of tough circumstances, and a lot of the things that they're seeing, that you're seeing on the news, that you are having an opinion about how they wish to express themselves about what's going on, but they've lived it. They've been through these things, and it bothers them. And just like Steven said, these guys still have friends and relatives that are dealing with it on a daily basis, and they don't want to turn the other cheek.
Yeah, and they shouldn't. I mean, they shouldn't be required to just because they play sports and they're in the limelight and the spotlight is on them all the time. And I think Steven had a really good point. It's just as offensive, if not more, when I see... And I don't want to take credit for this thought because it rang true to me. It meant something to me when I saw these things. But I saw somebody say, we fought a whole war over Nazis. Mm-hmm. And for these guys to be wearing the swastika and doing the Nazi salute and, you know, waving flags where they've interwoven the Nazi flag with the American flag is insulting.
No,
it's insulting to. So my question becomes, and again, I've seen this, but my question becomes, if you were upset that Colin Kaepernick knelt during the national anthem because he was trying to bring, you know, attention to what he feels like was an injustice, I hope you're just as upset at these idiots. But I don't see that. I'm not seeing that from my friends that I saw on Facebook who were condemning Black Lives Matter, who were condemning Colin Kaepernick, who were saying that it's not right. But then they come out and say, well, it's free speech when you've got guys who are dressed in Nazi apparel. And to me, that's appalling that you would have that kind of double standard. You know what I mean? If you, I mean, honestly, and I forget what senator it was, but he said, my brother didn't go overseas and fight the Nazis and die for this to happen in our country.
Right.
I think we forget. You can't be, and I'll say this, and I don't mind it, but you can't be a neo-Nazi and be patriotic. It just doesn't work like that. That's not how this country is. That's not what we do here.
No. And again, we're not CNN, but you don't want to get into too much of it. But as the president of the United States, you need to kibosh this and you need to go right at them and you need to make a stance and make a statement. And there no wiggle room. No, you know, could he mean this? Could he mean that? No, this is exactly what he means. And you go attack it. And that's what you attack, because otherwise all the other violence and stuff, it's just infighting amongst our own country. And it's making everything worse. I mean, everybody said, well, you know, the white supremacist guy got up and spoke and then some guy attacked him and beat his ass. So, you know, they're getting back at him. But what is it solving at the end of the day? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, sure, there's a lot of people that felt a little bit of a gratitude to say, oh, good, someone's... But at the same time, that's not solving anything either.
No, and then you got the guy running over people with the car. And,
yeah.
You know, yeah, I'm with you, though. I really wanted to see President Trump take a stand. You can't, I get it. This is part of your base. But at the same time, dude, hate is hate.
Yeah.
You can't. I feel like, and I'm sure I'll catch a lot of heat for this, and you guys keep texting. You're morons, but feel free to keep texting. And you guys know who I'm talking to. But I feel like there's only two sides to this. If you're either on the side of hate or you're not, but you can't sit back and just say, well, I don't care. It doesn't affect me. It does, though. It does. If you don't say anything, then you might as well just be saying you're okay with it. And that's the part about this I don't understand. Somebody texted the show and said, enough nonsense, guys. No one cares. This is Texas. Stick to sports. That's exactly the problem. You should care, dude. This is your country.
Your country, your life, your future.
Just because it's not happening in your neighborhood doesn't make it not important. You should care. You should care that there are people saluting like they're Hitler and using Nazi slogans like blood and soil as they march and, quote, protest, you should care. You absolutely should care, because stuff like that builds and can begin to tear away at the fabric of this country as it's already doing. So you should care. All right. And again, we're going to do this until 2 o'clock. If you guys don't want to call or whatever, you don't have to. If you want to, feel free to. We're going to, you know, talk about other things as we go too. But we're setting the 2 o'clock hour aside for this. Once 3 o'clock comes around, we're going to move on for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll talk other sports right now as well, but just keep in mind, if you want to call, if you want to chime in, do that before 3 o'clock. Until then, though, I do want to tell you about Energy Ogre, and because I want to save you a ton of money on your energy bill. And the way you do that is by signing up with Energy Ogre and letting them find the best electric company for you. Because Energy Ogre is not an electric company. Let's be clear about that. They are a technology company. What they do is they take your information about how you use electricity, and then they go out and match you with the best electricity company for your usage to save you the most possible money. It's super easy to sign up. I did it back in December, and I started on their program in January. And once I signed up, that was it. That's all I had to do. They went out based on my information that I gave them about how I use electricity and found the best energy company for me. I started saving money my first month, and I kept track. In January of 2016, my light bill was $160. In January of 2017, it was $68. That's almost $100 off my bill in January alone. And there's no reason you shouldn't be with Energy Ogre right now. If you want more proof or you need proof, dude, hit me up on Twitter. I will show you electricity bills from last year versus this year to show you how much this program works. I believe in it. I reached out to them and said, I want to speak for you because I know this works. I've saved almost $450 since January using Energy Ogre. And you can too. They save most of their members between 40 and 60% each month. Last year, they saved their members $21 million. No hidden charges, no hassle, no catch. Go sign up. You'll be glad you did. And if you go sign up at energyogre.com, enter promo code Barry and you'll save your 13th month. You'll get that for free. That's $10 more in savings. Energyogre.com, promo code Barry. Don't wait. Go do it now.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. I see you there. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We continue on The Usual Suspects on a Monday. Thanks to Charlie Pulillo again for joining us for what will be regular appearances on Mondays and Fridays.
Yeah.
So you, I give you credit, sir, because you are enduring the text line today.
Oh, my God. You know, the level of ignorance that some of you have. I'm not saying you have to agree with me, but when I get this kind of text, let me just read this, and I'm going to censor this as best I can. Mm-hmm. But this is the kind of ignorance that is What did Obama do to correct the violence, you bleeping pansy bitches? That is a text that was sent. Like, what? Dude, that's, oh my God. I'm baffled sometimes at the ignorance of some of you guys.
Keyboard warrior.
I'm just baffled at ignorance. It's amazing.
It's just, it's incredible, really, right?
Yep.
But at the same time, look, we're trying to do, because we don't, like we said, we address these things head on. We're not afraid of the topics, but we expect that you guys can at least have some common courtesy and common sense so that we can have a discussion about it.
Yeah, and then somebody said, just move on. We don't want to hear about it. You know what, dude? It's, I mean, we didn't say we were spending forever on it. We did two segments. We're going to take a couple calls, and we're going to move on. But just to stick your head in the sand and act like this isn't going on or people don't want to talk about it, don't.
You say, and here's the thing, to just real briefly though, when you say what a text message says about what, you know, what did Obama do or not do, I can guarantee the one thing that he wouldn't do is he wouldn't turn the other cheek when a guy like David Duke tweets out, I recommend you take a good look in the mirror to your president and remember it was white Americans who put you in the presidency, not radical leftists. You nip that in the butt right away.
Yeah.
Now, Mike Pence was a guy today who came out and tried to address that that's not acceptable, and he started singling groups out. That's what your commander in chief is supposed to do.
Yeah.
We don't have room for this anywhere. We don't tolerate this anywhere in our country. That didn't happen.
No, it did not.
So All right, Chuck wants to get in here. Chuck wants to talk about Charlottesville. Chuck, what's up?
What's going on, fellas? Long time no talk.
What How up, you Chuck? Been, brother?
Hey, man, I just wanted to say, man, look, people in this country forget, and what we end up doing is you become what you despise. And when you ever look at life and you become what you hate, then you're no better than what you hate. And that everybody needs to chill out and just take a step back and remember why we're all here and why we're in America. And just be blessed by it. And Barry, don't let the ignorance get you. The ignorance is going to be around from here to eternity. And that's all I got to say, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate you, Chuck.
Appreciate it, Chuck. Don't ever be a stranger. Always welcome here, my friend. And it's good stuff, man. It's good advice, but there's a guy that gets it.
Yep.
You know, we're just trying to do a service. And you look, I've even gotten some tweets and stuff. It's like, people, just slow down.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Just I don't know. Let's do Gary. Gary, what's up, man?
Gary, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah. I agree with Chuck, what he just said, man. He's totally right. But another thing is, like, with the whole Colin Kaepernick and Marshawn Lynch and, you know, Michael Bennett sitting in the hill and stuff, I think people are mad that they're disrespecting the flag. But I think also, like, from my perspective, it's really upsetting is because we watch football and sports to get away from reality, you know, to get away from politics and presidential talk and racism and all this stuff. And it just makes people even more mad because when they watch sports to get away from it, you know, the players are bringing it in on when they're supposed to be playing sports. And it's our getaway from life, you know, from reality. And I don't think they realize that. I mean, like, if they want to go outside of their sports, you know, and, you know, do on their own time and do that stuff, you know, more power to them, you know. And, you know, I'm all for it. But I think a lot of people are mad because, you know, when they get away from reality, they see it, you know, on sports.
But, Gary, let me ask you a question, okay? So if, and I get your point, and I think it's a valid point, but I'm curious, if you're at a sporting event and the very first thing you do at the sporting event is to pay tribute to your country and the freedom that it affords you, then that's right there. You're involving that into the sport itself, correct?
Yeah.
So what I think they're doing is they're taking that opportunity that's asked of them, that's asked of everyone at the sporting event to tip your cap to, stand up and pledge allegiance to, or, you know, show respect to this country. They're using that and saying, I will, but there's a problem in this country. There's a fundamental problem. So if there was no national anthem, then the opportunity wouldn't be there to say, hey, I love my country, but there's a problem. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I totally agree. I'm just saying, I think some people feel, you know,
I totally get that.
They're tired of seeing it. I mean, not so much that they're against it. They're just sick of seeing it. I mean, just on certain things like sports and stuff like that, you know.
I get that, Gary. I do. I get that people sometimes don't want to, you know, they don't want to have to deal with the issues that are in this society, and they use sports as the escape. But those issues don't go away just because you ignore them. But I get where you're coming from, dude. I do. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, they'd rather turn the cheek.
Yep.
Because it's the easier way to handle it.
Yep.
But it's not the best way to. It's not a better way of handling it. And because there is a platform, look, it's embarrassing. As a country, it's embarrassing. You know what? We're dealing with it just within our own country. Think about how that looks from the outside world in other countries, looking at what the hell's going on over there.
Yeah.
And it's not just one incident. It keeps popping up. And it keeps popping up, and more incidents keep happening. And you need people to attack the issues, not attack each other, if I can sum it up in one way.
It's a good point. It's a good point. I think it's amazing to me that there's so few people willing to discuss or even accept some sort of compromise in life and any of this stuff, in politics and race. I mean, you know, I don't know. I just feel like everyone, it's the only thing people do is they dig their heels in, and there's no room for compromise or even discussion or understanding. And it's sad, dude, really. I mean, you think about it, it's why I try not to. I mean, I don't even like to discuss politics with friends or family or whatever, because there's no compromise in anyone on anything.
You're absolutely right.
And this is another one of those situations where there's no one's going to have a legitimate and open dialogue with you. They're just going to have their way. They're going to have what they believe is right, and that's it. No compromise. Pretty sad.
You're exactly right. All right, so we'll continue to roll on. Brandon, we see you. Don't go anywhere. We'll come to you. We'll get like we said, the 2 o'clock hour is reserved unless it starts going south. We've got a interesting quote from Michael Rapaport, actor, comedian, guy who tried to put his spin in perspective on what happened on Friday night. And we'll probably close with that and continue to move on. But we'll continue to address this as long as we can do it from a discussionary perspective. Frank, we see you too. Brandon, hang on. Hold tight. You're next. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. The beautiful
people. The beautiful people. Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, The Usual Suspects on a Monday as we continue to roll on. Safe to say Twitter is rational?
A little bit more.
For the most part?
I think Twitter is more rational and the calls are more rational because you can't hide behind just words on a screen. The text is where the ignorance really comes out, and it's people just saying mean stuff to me or you or about the show or whatever. And that's fine. You guys have the right to do that, and certainly you have the right to tune in or tune out or whatever you want to do. But as for me, as a person with a radio show, I couldn't sit back and watch what happened in this country over the last 2 days and then come on the radio and pretend like none of it happened. That's why I asked you guys, did you want to talk about it? Because it would be one of those things where if you weren't comfortable with it, that's fine. Give me a 2 minutes to rant or say what I wanted to say, get it off my chest and move on. But I think it doesn't matter. You can talk about this being a sports talk radio show or, you know, your sports and you don't want to see athletes kneeling or whatever. The fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, we all live in this country and we have to live together.
I think that's why it came
and
up.
Everyone
for
should
us.
Care
that's
about
why
these things.
We talked about it in the production meeting because of the fact that it is important.
Yeah.
The fact that everybody wants to say that sports is just an escape. But as much as you want to turn a blind eye and turn the other cheek, sports has crossed the line as well into with this kind of thing, with these people doing what they're doing, making the statements that they're making. We didn't even mention Malcolm Jenkins of the Eagles, who has decided he's going to continue to raise his fist in the air during the anthem.
Yeah.
But the players are doing exactly what we said. We try to cover it as extensively as we can, concisely as we can, without going on long diatribes. But the fact of the matter is, they're using a platform that they have, that not many people that they know of do, to try and make a difference, to try and get change for the better.
Yeah, I don't think anybody should be upset that we're bringing it up. I think it's one of the reasons why this country is so great, right? Dialogue. I think we have more dialogue than other countries, and that's the reason why we're able to address some of the issues that we have. This is just one part that affects us because we are in the sports world, and anthems do play in stadiums all across the country.
And my God, if you're upset over the three of us and some callers, texters, and tweeters spending an hour discussing something as important as this, I don't know what to tell you. If this is that upsetting to you that you're that angry because we took an hour out of our day and your day to have a rational discussion, and I'm not telling you need to agree with me or Joel or anyone else. If you have a differing opinion, you know the number, 713-780-3776. This is the last segment, but you better get it in now. But don't just text ignorance, just using names and saying that's just being ignorant. And there's a big difference. I'm all for opposing dialogue anytime.
No
just
question. Trust and we me. Didn't have to spend an hour on it, but you guys wanted that. You're participating.
Yeah.
Therefore, you're fueling it as well, but it's at least discussion. And, right?
Yep.
It's not argumentative. It's not mean-spirited. It's not the cowardly keyboard confidence of someone that can send a text and then run and hide. At least we're getting people that want to have dialogue the right way. So
yeah.
With that being said, Brandon, we told you'd be next. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Barry, you're right. There's a lot of ignorance going around lately, especially with the events that have been going on. But I just had my opinion was Bennett and Marshawn Lynch. These guys are protesting the anthem for something they believe in. And I got a lot of veteran friends, me being a veteran myself. And that's what we signed up for. You know, I did 6 years in the Army to defend the flag and what everybody stood for. That's part of it. You may not agree with it. Some people may not agree with, you know, what they're doing, but they have that right to, and men and women died for this country for it. But that's just my opinion on it. I don't there's a lot of ignorance, especially with the swastika and the all that kind of stuff that's been going on, and with the flag. There's, man, World War II veterans went and fought and died for this country.
Right.
Just for, to where that didn't have to be here, you know?
Yeah. You know, Brandon, by the way, thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
My question to you is, when you do see something like that as a veteran, when you see these kind of protesters taking the flag and combining it with a Nazi flag, does it bother you, or do you still feel the same way? Do you still feel like, well, it's freedom of speech, that's their right, I fought for that right, just like I fought for the right for Black Lives Matter to protest, or I fought for the right for these neo-Nazis to go do their thing? I mean, do you feel that across the board, or do you find yourself sometimes being selective with it? Because it can be difficult, I imagine.
I mean, yeah, it's hard, but there's a difference between freedom of speech and ignorance.
Amen.
And in my personal opinion, there's only one flag that should be in the country, and that's the U.S. flag. When you start mixing it with an SS flag or anything like that, that's grounds for confrontation, in my opinion. But
amen.
Like I said, there's World War II veterans fought and died for this country to keep that out, keep that flag out of this country. And yep. It's kind of disheartening to see stuff like that, but on the other hand of it, ignorant people doing things like that, that's their right. You know, it's part of the whole ball. You get a bad and a good side with everything. But
amen to that, Brandon. Look, you summed it up better than I could. I mean, and I appreciate people hearing from you. It should mean a whole hell of a lot more from what you've been through and what you did for this country. So we appreciate you. And appreciate you taking the time to shed some light on it from your perspective.
You know, it's funny because he said something that I thought about this weekend. Just because you have the right to say it doesn't mean that it's right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just because you have the freedom to say things that you believe, but that doesn't make it okay. And it doesn't mean the rest of us have to just, well, okay, you come in and salute like people did Hitler, who, you know, That's baffling me to me that I've seen so many people that I know, friends of mine, they can defend that and say that that's okay. I don't care who you are or who you like and don't like. How can that be okay?
Absolutely. And that's the thing. I mean, that's why Facebook to me is just like something I've tried to stay away from, because ever since the election, people are so, like you said, they have blinders on to just their opinion, and they are right. And if you dare to go back at them, which is insane to do anyway, because it's the wrong platform, and it just, all it can do is, you can't tell tone in text and everything like that. But then to have people that have been friends for a lifetime, but because someone didn't agree and made a comment back, they are not friends anymore, and they defriended them on Facebook, and they, you know, did all these different things. Come on, people. You're supposed to be coming together as a nation, not dividing more and more every single day with every one of these episodes that keep popping up.
Yeah.
And you can't. And again, we can't turn the other cheek to it, but address it in a proactive way.
Yep.
In a productive way, not with some of the crap and BS that we're getting on text messages and tweets. Try to make a difference if you want to get involved. Don't try and piss somebody else off even further.
Yeah, and we're getting a couple of tweets where like, man, you guys are talking about this. You didn't even talk about the Astros signing Clippard. Actually, we did.
We did.
Yeah, we absolutely did. We talked sports. And
but thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Frank, we want to get you in here before we wrap this thing up. Frank, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. I want to commend you guys, first off, for taking time out of your day on the sports forum to talk about what's going on in this country, because I don't think too many people would do that. So, congrats. I mean, I want to you know, pat you guys on the back for that.
Appreciate that, Frank.
Secondly, I couldn't agree with you guys even more. The social media that he was just talking about, that is exactly like it. I've never seen so-called friends, family members all of a sudden can't get along, because now all of a sudden, if you say the wrong thing, you're not politically, I mean, you're not on their side. You're not for them anymore. So now we can't be friends. And I mean, me personally, in my world I live in, it's agree to disagree. That's it. We keep moving. You're my best friend. We still friends. We're still family. Keep moving. What happened in Charlottesville, it's an eye-opener to what's going on around in this country. I commend you guys again for talking about it. But more so, we have to do better. And more so, if we're going to stay in this country together, we're going to have to work together. We cannot separate ourselves from each other. Because separating ourselves from each other is just going to continue with more hatred.
Well said, Frank.
Dude, way to put a perfect cap on this.
Yeah, no doubt.
What you said, we have to do better. What a perfect way to end this.
That's it.
We have to do better.
Can't be more concise. Frank, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate you listening, my man. That was great. We have to do better. So as we go out of this segment, boys, I think it's probably apropos, we teased it, but Michael Rappaport put his own unique perspective on what was going on in Charlottesville. If the kids are in the car coming home from school, earmuffs, but we did our best to clean it up. But this was Michael Rappaport's tweet.
Last night in Charlottesville, Virginia, a bunch of white nationalists carrying tiki torches that they got from Home Depot, wearing skinny jeans, drinking coffee, came out for a protest saying, "White lives matter, white lives matter." You know your life ain't if you're a college student on a Friday night during the summertime. You ain't getting no ass, and you decide to come out for a protest carrying tiki torches, talking shit. Little coffee cup carrying white nationalists. You ain't shit. If you was really trying to get it popping, you would have taken your little Ed Sheeran protest right over there to Virginia Beach or Newport News, and you would have got your tiki torches stuffed up your ass. Revenge of the nerd protesters. Eat some pizza, take a few bong rips. Don't you got a toga party to go to? It's Friday night. Try to get to second base with a girl, you f***ing loser. Talking about white lives matter. White lives matter. Throwing up Nazi salutes. Dorm room dumb f***.
We got sports in there. It was talking about second base.
I will.
Jeez.
I would also like to point out, because I imagine there are tons of white dudes driving around super angry that we played that. Keep in mind, Michael Rappaport is white.
Yeah.
Please keep that in mind, okay? Please keep that in mind. That he's talking about his own people.
Yep.
He's talking about the ignorance within his own race. Okay?
He and Barry went to the same school to learn how to talk that way. All right, we've got two in the books, one to go.
That's it.
Plenty more of the show. We've covered it.
And we move on.
And we move on. So we appreciate you guys giving us a few minutes of your day and taking time to handle it respectfully. And if you didn't, well, that's on you. We'll continue to roll on. We'll recap some of the stories of the day, and we'll go on from there.
And in the next hour, at some point, we'll have a Fantasy League update. We're going to get this drawing done. We're in the midst of finalizing it. So we will probably announce all the teams in the last segment of hour number three. Right?
Yes.
Joel's excited.
I was reading Francisco's tweet, and I shouldn't read it on the air.
No, you shouldn't read live. Yeah. Don't ever do that. I would never do that.
No, you wouldn't. And you would never proof in mid-sentence.
Nope.
All right, so two in the books, one to go. Plenty more of the big show. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Are you ready for more independence as a financial advisor? Consider the RIA model. Schwab Advisor Services has helped thousands of advisors make the move. To find your path, start with Schwab at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths today.